If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
So I think a lot of us are traveling. I'm not traveling, but I certainly have people traveling to the farm for Christmas. And Jody R.R. Smith is the president of Manor Smith. Jody is a longtime etiquette expert. And Jody, I was thinking about you because I read an article last week about the rudest things you can do as an overnight guest in someone's home. And I thought, boy, is that a good topic for this time of year. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me in such a timely manner.
It's taking up too much space is rude if you're an overnight guest. Explain what you mean by that.
So you have to remember that you are in somebody's home, and unless this is a mansion where you have your own private rooms and bathroom, you are in somebody's family house, which means that things like you should ask where your shoes should go if you take off your shoes by the door, your bags need to go into whatever room you happen to be sleeping in. If you're sleeping in the family room, making sure your things are off to the side in case any of the family needs something from the family room. You want to be aware of what's yours and where it is when you're a guest in someone's home.
You know what I love next on your list? Not giving your host a break. Because it is overwhelming when you have a house full of people and you just feel like you have to be on every moment and attending to their needs. What are some suggestions for people who are visiting more than 3 or 4 days and staying in someone's home?
Oh, my goodness, 3 or 4 days. Absolutely. You want to have a little conference at the beginning of your visit. It doesn't have to be the second you walk in the door, maybe after the first meal that you have together. And look at the schedule. Have a discussion about what are the things that you are going to do together as a family and when people have time off. Whether that's time off you need to work out, or maybe you have some work that needs to get done or some homework for the kids. Know that you do not have to spend 24/7 together, and everybody needs a little bit of a break. So maybe if the grandchildren are taking a nap, that's your chance to go into a room, shut the door, and read a book. Let everyone have a little time off.
Jody, so this does apply to family, because, you know, family is most likely to break these rules.
This applies to everyone. And in fact, I won't name names, but I had a situation a couple of years back where we had family staying in the house. And there was a lot of people, and everybody was doing their best to be polite, but I just needed, as the host, I needed a little bit of a break. So I made sure everybody had a snack, people had things that they were doing, and I put on my shoes, and I said, I'm going to go around the block to take a walk by myself. And wouldn't you know it, somebody goes, oh, I would love to go for a walk. And I was like, oh, my goodness. What am I going to do now? So I took a walk with her, and then I dropped her off back at the house, and then I took a walk again by myself.
whatever you have to do. And this next thing on your list of when you are spending the holidays with family and friends, you're actually an overnight guest, and these are the things you don't do so you do not appear rude. Interfering with parenting. This is a tough one for family members, isn't it?
It's really hard not to overparent. But if one of the parents is taking care of the situation, you need to step back. And unless the parent says something like, you know, I just don't know what to do with a little Jody anymore, do not offer your unsolicited advice.
Oh, that's hard. You know, that's hard, but we'll keep our mouths shut.
It's very hard.
And one of the other interesting ones was about photos, about taking pictures of people's homes or what's in the home without their permission. You have to ask permission, huh?
Yeah, you really have to be careful nowadays. So the only place that we can expect privacy nowadays is in our own private home. The second you leave your home, you're on CCTV, you're on some security footage, you're on red light cameras. We have only privacy in our home. And you want to be careful when you're in someone else's home. They might not want you to take a picture of things that you have in your home, and especially not necessarily post it up on the internet, especially their children. So just be polite. Ask, may I share this picture? And see what they say. And whatever they say, do not argue with them. Respect their wishes.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I was at a holiday party at a very famous person's house the year before last, and it was very gracious that they hosted us. And some people, because this person is famous, started taking pictures and video of the house. And the host became irate. I never even pulled out my phone, because why would you pull out your phone if you're invited to a beautiful gathering at someone's home? But I fully supported this person's reaction, because I thought, you can't videotape someone's house and post it or even show it to your friends. I found it to be very rude. All right. This is always always a point of contention during the holidays, because you have a few family members who don't pitch in. They're not helping with the dishes or the cleanup or any of that.
Yeah. So what I recommend is really think, when you're the host, think about what needs to get done and think about the people that are in your house. And not everybody has the actual ability to help. So if I have my 3-year-old nephew, they might not be the best person carving the roast at dinner time. Think about what they can do. Can they help set the table? Can they put out napkins? Can they help collect garbage, that the paper from the wrapping paper after people open presents? Think about what people can do and play to their strengths and ask. Do not presume that people see what needs to get done. Simply ask, hey, Uncle Doug, can you help by taking this out to the garage for me? Ask them and assign, and then go from there.
Wonderful. I'm never shy about asking for help, especially around the holidays. There's too many hands, and as my mother used to say, many hands makes lighter work. So I put people to work.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. If you want to see everything she just talked about and more, Mannersmith.com. That's where you will find Jody. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas, Jody.
Happy holidays to you and all your listeners. Thanks.